November 24th was Election Day in Honduras, and Healdsburg resident Maria Robinson was there, part of a 55-member Bay Area delegation that in turn was part of a team of 160 non-governmental American observers who were invited to monitor the balloting.
We were officially designated electoral observers by the Honduran Electoral Commission, so we were allowed to stay in the electoral rooms after the elections were completed for the counting of the ballots. So we actually saw the process from start to finish. So we were able to see where the discrepancies could occur, and we saw quite a few, which somehow the U.S. government managed to miss.
They were escorted by native Hondurans, who, Robinson says, helped identify misbehavior that other outside observers might have missed. Such was the case in a picture she was urged to take of a local official at one small-town polling place.
You'll see the local mayor, who was running for re-election, sitting there right in front of the election urns where the people are placing their ballots. He's not supposed to be even in the room. There he is watching every single person vote. So it's a massive violation of election rules. So when this mayor saw us, he actually shook our hand on the way out. But he got out of the room within about 90 seconds of the time I took the picture. That's a classic example of election violations that we wouldn't have known. Another one of our election observers saw that same mayor handing out 100 Lempira bills, is about $5, to people once they had voted.
And these were not isolated instances.
These kinds of things happen just all the time, consistently. You have 160 people around the country reporting instances like this. This is not just an accident. This is happening basically all over the country. And we have pictures documenting these types of things all over.
Although there were nominally 8 parties participating, several were barely active, the election mainly pitted the establishment National Party, which took power in a disputed coup in 2009, against the newly emerging and more democratic Libre Party. And the disputed outcome came down to the two of them.
The Libre Party came in with officially 29% of the vote. The guy that theoretically won, whose name is Juan Orlando, he got 34%. But if you count up all the irregularities, the Libre Party feels that their candidate actually won.
But the findings of widespread election irregularities by Robinson's group, the Marin Interfaith Task Force on the Americas, were at sharp variance from the conclusions drawn by the U.S. ambassador to Honduras.
The Electoral Commission announces that Juan Orlando is the victor at 9 o'clock. When we know that the scanner is not working, we know that there's violence in some of the provinces where some of our observers were. We know that there are these differences in totals, that the Libre Party has one set of totals and the Electoral Commission, which doesn't contain any Libre members, is reporting other results. The American ambassador is saying it looks good so far. And we're saying, no, 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 it's not looking good. She says if it continues to look as good as it does, we think the results are going to be legitimate.
The task force has published a 28-page report detailing the examples of intimidation, vote buying, malfunctioning equipment, and fraud they documented at just 49 voting centers in 4 northern states. The group is weighing a return visit next month to protest the scheduled inauguration of the re-elected president. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.